Shasiluminary.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Tzadi. The Gemara says at the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis, Omer Avino Bar Shilo, Emurei Kochim Kalim Shiyotzu Lefnei Zrikas Domim Psulin. If you have a Emurei Kochim Kalim that went out of the Azara before the Zrikas Adam, they are Pasul. The Tana Tuna, and the Tana of our Mishnah is a Raya to this. Very good. We understand why the Mishnah mentioned the fact that Meiser has a Murin that are Kotche Kotchim that you don't have by Oifis, by Chatos Oif. Elo Dam Miha Isei, but Dam even Oifis have. So why is the Mishnah mentioning it? Elolav kamash malon emurin ki damai ma damai lefnei zrika af emurin kaidem zrika v'kakari luhu kachay kachim. So at the same time that the dam is called kachay kachim, at that time the emurin are also called kachay kachim. Uma damai mifsal beyotzei af emurin mifsal beyotzei. Says Rashi that just like the dam is mifsal beyotzei. And also the earlier Rashi as well, when Rashi says the Iker Din that their apostle Zok Rashi Dira Maskel Psulin Vafal Gabda Leinin Meila Lefnei Zrikas Domim Loi Kedishi Leinin If Sule Beyotze Kachay Kachim Ninu. So in Rashi it's Mavur that in order to have the Psul of Yotze, you need the Shem Kotche Kotchim. Rabbi Avraham Yeshua asked in the Shir that from the Hemshech HaGemara you see clearly from Reish Lakish that for the Psul Yotze you don't need the Shem Kotche Kotchim. Abi, the Kotchim have a Mechitza and it goes out of its Mechitzis, it has a Psul Yotze. V'horaya, the Gemara says in the Hemshech, Neima misayayale, besar kachim kalim shiyotzo lefnei zrikas domim, Rav Yechonon omar kosher reish lokish omar posel, Rav Yechonon omar kosher hoyel v'soifei lotzeis. Rav Yechonon says that the basar is kosher since it's eventually going to go out anyway. Reish lokish omar posel adayin lo yigiyaz manoi lotzeis. The time didn't come yet for it to go out, so therefore it's posel. And the Gemara says, Ad kan loy pligi elo bebasar. Avo be murin loy. The whole machlokes is only about basar. Over there, Rabbi Yechonon is machshir because hoyel v'soifei lotzeis. But by a murin, which are not soifon lotzeis, even Rabbi Yechonon would be moide, that it's posel. So that's a raya to Ravino Bar Shila. So the Gemara, no. Hu adin de be murin nami pligi. Really, they would argue by Emurin also. The machlokes is by Emurin as well. And the reason why we chapped onto Basar is to tell us the koyach of Reish Lakish that even Basar, which is Seifa Lotzeis, still it's possible because Adayin lo higi azmanoi lotzeis. So we see clearly that Reish Lakish says that even Basar has a psul yotze because adayin lo yigi azman lotzeis. Now basar of kachim kalim is zicher not kache kachim. A murin you can say maybe is kache kachim, but the basar of kachim kalim that's for sure not kache kachim. And still Reish Lakish holds that it's psul. So you see clearly from Reish Lakish that the psul yotze doesn't need the shem kache kachim. So what is it that we're seeing In the beginning of the Gemara with the Rashi that you need the Shem Kache Kachim? So Rav Ram Yeshua said that you have to say Lamaskana that that's Gufa what Rav Yechanan is arguing on Reish Lakish about. That Reish Lakish holds that the Psul Yaitse doesn't need the Shem Kache Kachim. Abi, the Kodesh has a Mechitza and it left its Mechitza, even if it's Kachim Kalim, it can have a Psul Yaitse. But Rabbi Yechonon holds that in order to have the Psul Yotze, you need the Shem Kachay Kachim. And that's why Rabbi Yechonon is Machshir, even by Emurin. L'maskana, Rashi says, Rabbi Yechonon Svara cannot be because of Hoyel V'Seifei Lotzeis. That was the Gemara talking. Rabbi Yechonah never said that, says Rashi. That the Gemara said that according to the Hava Amina, when we thought that Rabbi Yechonah is only machshir by basar. But once the Gemara is coming out in the end that Rabbi Yechonah really would be machshir even by a murin, so then a murin doesn't have the svara of seifa ilotzeis. Al karchach, Rabbi Yechonah's tam is because we need the shem kachay kachim. And just like Ligabe Me'ila, the Mure Kachim Kalim need the Zrika to give them a Shem Kachay Kachim. Hu Adin, Ligabe the Psul Yaitse, they don't have a Shem Kachay Kachim until they have a Zrika. And therefore, there's no Psul Yaitse on the Murin, Sheyatsu, Lifnei, Zrika's Damit. Now, in the Iker Svara that Rabbi Yochanan said, according to the Hava Amina, that the reason why the basar of kachim kalim is kosher is because ha'il v'seifei lotzeis, Rabbi Avraham Yeshua declared in the shir that yesh lachkar, what's pshat in this svara? Is it a svara le'inyan mechitzis that since it's seifei lotzeis and it's mechitzo le'inyan achilas Yerushalayim, so therefore even now already it's mechitzas Yerushalayim and not the azara? And on that, Reish Lakish argues and says, no, since it wasn't Hutar Ba'achila yet, and it wasn't Higiyaz Man Eilatzeis, so the Mechitza is considered the Azara. Or maybe, La'ilam, now it's Mechitza is the Azara, not Yerushalayim, even according to Rabbi Yechanan. Just that it's a Svara Le'inyin Psul Yaitzei, that since it's Seifa Eilatzeis L'sham, it does not become Nifsal over there B'Yaitzei. And Reish Lakish would hold that since it's Akati lo higiyas manu ilotzeis, so it does become possible b'yotze by going out there. So again, one way to understand the svar of Hail v'soifa ilotzeis is that it's a svar of the inyan mechitzis. It's a svar to say that Rabbi Yechanan holds that already now its mechitzis are not the Azara, but rather its mechitzis are Yerushalayim. Or no, Rav Yechanan is also masking that right now it's Mechitzas are the Azara. But it's a Svara Le'inyan Psul Yaitzei that if something goes out to a place where anyway eventually its din is to go there, it doesn't become Nifsal B'Yaitzei by going there. So on that, Rav Avraham Yeshua brought a Raya from the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that says, Boi Rabbi Lazar, Yitzia mahu shetoyel b'parim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. Is there a psul yoytzei on parim hanisrafim and sirim hanisrafim to passel them if they went out of the Azara before the Zrika Saddam? And on that the Gemara says, my komi bayale, what's the shayla? Rashi explains, why should they be nifsal? But harei seifon lotzeis, anyway, they're eventually going to go there. The Gemara says, Om Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Alibo Daman Da Omar, Adayin Lo Higiyaz Manei Lotzeis. The Shaila is, according to Reish Lakish that says, by us, that Adayin Lo Higiyaz Manei Lotzeis, that therefore the Besar Kochim Kalim is Nifsal B'Yotzei, because its time didn't come yet to go out. So, Mi Amrinon Hani Mili Basar Dein Soifai Lotzeis Chayva. Do we say that Reish Lakish only said that by Basar, where it doesn't have a chiyuv to go out of the Azara? You could eat it in the Azara. Avol hani d'soifon lotzeis chayva loy. But when it comes to the Parim HaNisrafim, Musirim HaNisrafim, where there's a chiyuv to take them out in order to burn them, so then, maybe even Reish Lakish would agree there's no psul. I dilma hachanami lo yigiyas manei lotzeis, or maybe even when it's seifon lotzeis chayva, they still have a psul yotzeis, since right now it's lo yigiyas manon lotzeis. Now over there, when it comes to parman esrafim, you cannot say that it's a svar le'inyan mechitzis, that right now the parman hanisrafim have the mechitzis of la'achar zman, because hoyel v'seifei lotzeis chayva. Because Parim HaNisrafim Lachar Zviko do not have any din mechitza at all. Their din is to go outside Yerushalayim. That's a makim sreifa. That's not a din mechitzis. They don't have a din mechitzis. So for sure you cannot say that already now they don't have a din mechitzis since Hayel V'Seifei Lotzeis. A Kodesh has a din mechitza. Al karchach, it's a svara le'inin psul yaitzei, that even though before the zrika they have a din mechitz of the azara, but still they don't become nifsal b'yaitzei, since hayel v'seifa ilatzei schaiva. And Rashi says over there that the shail of the Gemara is tolling the machlekes of Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish of our sugya. So it's muchach that in our sugya also, it's not a svara le'inin mechitzes, but rather it's a svara le'inin psul yaitzei. Or else, Parim HaNisrafim has no shaychis to our sugya. If our sugya meant a svara le'inyan mechitzis, that the mechitzis of the Besar Kachem Kalim is not the Azara, but rather it's mechitzis Ar Yerushalayim, that's only shaykh over here where later on it has a din mechitza of Yerushalayim, so you could say that's already it's din mechitza now. That's the mechitza lekodesh. But by Parim HaNisrafim, there is no din mechitza later. It's burnt, michutz Yerushalayim, that's a makim shreifa, it doesn't have a din mechitzis. So you can't say that's the mechitzah of the kodesh now. Al-Karchach, since the Gemara over there is telling it su to our sugya, Al-Karchach, it's a svar linin psul yoytzei, that hagam, that the mechitzis right now are the azara. But since eventually this kodesh has a din, anyway to go out to that place, so it's a svar on the inyan psul yotzei that it doesn't become nifsal b'yotzei if it went out to a place that anyway its din is to go there later. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Rambam in Perek Yotes Mehilchus Psulei Hamukdashin Halacha Gimel Paskins Parim Usirim Hanisrafim Yesh Bohem Safik Im Halina V'Hayitzia Koidim Shleagiyaz Man Amlotzeis Paiseles Besaron Keimureyen Oy Eino Paiseles Besaron. The Rambam brings the suffix of the Gemara later on, by Parim and Sirim Hanisrafim, if Lina or Yitzia, before the Zman came for them to go out, does that passel their basar like their Emurin or not? And he says, therefore, we're Machmir that it passels them, and you burn them in the Azara. Frecht. The Kesef Mishnah over there, B'Shem, the Rikorkis, Yesh L'tmai al Rabbeinu. He's matmiya on the Rambam, that why is the Rambam bringing this Shaila? It's Mavur in the Gemara. On Kuvdalad Amid Beis, the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the whole suffix of the Gemara is only Aliba Dereish Lakish, who says that Besar Kachem Kalim, that went out before the Zrika, is possible because Adayin Lo Yigiyaz Manoy Lotzeis. So the Gemara is clarifying, maybe Reish Lakish only said that by something that's not Seifai Lotzei Schaiva, but something that Seifai Lotzei Schaiva, maybe over there Reish Lakish would also be masking that it's not Nifsal B'Yotzei. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Besar Kachem Kalim, Sheyotza, Lifnei Zrikas Domin, is Kosher, so then there's no Shaila. And since the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Mehilchus Psulei Hamukdashim, Halacha Lamed Beis and Halacha Lamed Gimel, Paskins, that Basar Kachem Kalim that went out of the Azara, Kaidim Srikas Domim, Afa Pisha Nizrak Adam, Baha Basar Bachut, Sazavach Kosher, Vipnesha Seifa Basar Lotzeis. And the Rambam says in Halacha Lamed Gimel, Vichene Mure Kachem Kalim, Shiyotsu Lifnei Srikas Domim, Vinizrak Adam, Baha Machutz Loi Nifsal Hazavach. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. So if so, why is the Rambam bringing this Shaila? This Shaila of the Gemara is only a Shaila according to Reish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Yechanan. Zok de Karen Neira in Me'ilo, Davov amid Beis, Dibra Maschil, the ID, and also the Chazanish, in Zvachim Simen Vav Sivkot and Zayin, and Alderach Ze in the Stipler, in Zvachim Simen Lamed Vav, they all say, Pe'echod, a Pashat Yishuv, that in the Havamin of the Gemara that we thought the Machloikis Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish is only by Bisar Kachem Kalim, then it's Muchach that Rav Yechanan's Lomdis is because of Hoyel V'Soifai Lotzeis. But once the Gemara anyway says L'maskona that Rav Yechanan is Machshir even by a Murin, and that's how the Rambam Paskins over there in Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Gimel, and Emurin are not Seifon Lotzeis. So then, Rabbi Yechanan's Hezber is not anymore because of Seifon Lotzeis. Elamai, what's the Hezber? The Hezber is like we said before, because Rav Yochanan holds you need the Shem Kachay Kachim to be Chal in order for it to be Nifsal B'Yotze. And since the Basar and Emurim do not have a Shem Kachay Kachim before Zrika, Basar never becomes Kachay Kachim, and even Emurim only become Kachay Kachim with the Zrika, so therefore they're not Nifsal B'Yotze. Oy Bazoy, you don't see that Rav Yochanan the Maskana argues on that svar of Reish Lakish of Adayin Lo Higi Hazman Eilatzeis. Rav Yochanan could also be maskim to that svar of Adayin Lo Higi Hazman Eilatzeis. He doesn't hold any more of the svar of Mipnei Shesoif Eilatzeis. That was only in the Hava Amina. So Oy Bazoy, the Gemara Shailan Kufdalad Amid Beis, Aliba de Emes, is true even in Rav Yochanan. This that the Gemara over there on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis said that it's only clearing an Aliba demanda Omar that said Adayin Lo Higi Hazman Eilatzeis. That's because the Gemara is going according to Ravina Bar Shila that holds that by a murim that went out are zichur pasul, and he holds that the machlekes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is only by basar. So then it's only Aliba demanda Omar. It's only according to Reish Lakish that holds Adayin Lo Higi Hazman Eilatzeis, not according to Rav Yochanan that holds of the Svara Mepnei Shesoif Eilatzeis. But Aliba, the Emes, that the Rambam paskins, that Emurei Kachim Kalim, Shiyotsu Lufnei Zrikas Domim, are kosher, that means you need the Shem Kachay Kachim, then La'olam Rav Yochanan could be maskim to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is Svara Vadayin La'yigiyaz Man Eilatzeis. Memela Aliba, the Emes, the Shaila is true, even according to Rav Yochanan. Now, there's another problem with the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Beis, Mehilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, which we just mentioned earlier. The Rambam says that Bisar Kachim Kalim, Sheyotza Chutz Lazara, Kaidim Zrikas Domim, Afapisha Nizra Kadamba, Basar Bachutz, Hazavach Kachim, Bepnesha Seifa Basar Lotzeis. The Rambam says that Basar of Kachim Kalim that went out of the Azara before Zrika, even though it was Nizra Kadam and the Basar is Bachutz, the Zevach is kosher, Mipnei, Shesef HaBosor Lotzeis. And the Rambam says, in Halacha Lamed Gimel, V'chein, Emurei Kachim Kalim, Shiyotzu Lufnei Zrikas Domin, V'nizra Kadam, V'heim Bachutz, Loi Nifsal HaZevach. That, if you have Emurei Kachim Kalim that went out before the Zrika, and the dam was spritzed on their Bachutz, the Loi Nifsal HaZevach, V'mhech Ziron, and if he put them back, Maktira Noison, he can burn them. The Ravid understood that the Rambam meant him hechziron if he puts them back after the Zrika, Maktirin Oison. So the Ravid says, Omar Avram, Ze'enoi Mechuver. Because how could you put them back after the Zrika? If the Zrika helps on these Emurei Kachim Kalim, then now they should be Nifsal B'Yotze because they're Bachutz. The Zrika helped and made them Kachay Kachim. So now they became Nifsal B'Yotze. How could you bring them back and be makter them? So the Rikorkis and the Arsameach and in Shir, Rabbi Avraham Yeshua also learned the Rambam like this, that the Rambam doesn't mean a mechziron after the Zrika. The Rambam means a mechziron before the Zrika. If you put them back before the Zrika, makter and Nisan, you could be makter them. They did not become Nifsalu B'Yotze by taking them out before the Zrika. So the problem is that if the Rambam is paskening that even a Emurei Kachim Kalim that went out before the Zrika and you brought them back in so you could be makter them, that means they're not Nifsal B'Yotze, so why does the Rambam in Halacha Lamed Beis need to say that the Hezber, why the Basar of Kachim Kalim that went out, the reason why it's not Nifsal B'Yotze is because Mepnei Shesoif HaBosor Lotzeis. L'chayr has nothing to do with that. Emurim are not Soif on Lotzeis, and still the Rambam says they're not Nifsal B'Yotze. Elamai, the Hezber is because you need the Shem Kachay Kachim. So why is the Rambam saying Mepnei Shesoif HaBosor Lotzeis? It's the Tzorach Iyun Gadol on the Rambam. Ayin, B'chidushe, Rav Aryeh Leib, in Chelik Bey, Simon Mem Aleph, that he has a mahalach how to answer the Rambam. We're going to say the mahalach of the stipler in Zvachim Simon Lamed Vav, that he wants to say that the Rambam is not coming to explain why originally when you took the basar out before the zrika, why they weren't nifsal b'yotze then? Because they're seif ha-basar lotzeis. No. The reason why they're not nifsal then is because they weren't kachay kachim. What the Rambam is coming to explain is, why now, after the zrika, aren't they nifsal? But now that you made the zrika, so let them become nifsal now, because the zrika was chal on them. L'mashal, the emurin, if the emurin would still be bachutz b'shas the zrika, then the Ravid is right, you wouldn't be able to bring them back in and be makter them, because now that the zrika tudaif on them, it was chal on the emurin, the shem kachay kachim, so now it's chal on them a psul yaitse. So the Rambam is coming to explain, why doesn't Basar have that din? Zokta Rambam, because anyway, the din of the Basar, in the end, is to be outside. The Basar, even after Zrika, is Kachim Kalim. And it's Seifai Lotzeis, its din is to go Bachutz. So there's no grace in the fact that they remain Bachutz, Bishas Rika and Lachar Zrika. Unlike a Murin, which, if they're bachutz, b'shas the zrika, so then they become nifsal b'yotzei now. And the end of the Rambam in Halacha Lamed Beis that says, uzrika mayelis l'yotzei l'sarfei avoloi la'achloi, that the Kesef Mishnah says is not going on the basar of kachim kalim. The basar kachim kalim that you can eat even if it's bachutz, b'shas the zrika. The Rambam's going back on kachay kachim, which he spoke about in Halacha Lamed Aleph. And on that the Rambam saying, if you have Bisar Kachay Kachim that went Chutz La'azara, so for them, the Zrikos Mayelis L'yotzei L'sarfai Avoloi La'achloi. For the Bisar Kachay Kachim, the Zrik only helps L'sarfai Avoloi La'achloi. But Avadah, for the Bisar Kachim Kalim, the Zrikos Mayelis regularly that they should be able to be eaten as well. L'fizeh, there's no zecher in the Rambam in over here in Halacha Lamed Beis to the svara of Seif HaBasar Lotzei Savar Gemara. Avada, as we mentioned earlier, lehalacha that the Rambam is passing that even the emurin of Kachim Kalim are also kosher, then avada we can say Rabbi Yechanan is moide to the svara of Adayin Lo Higia Zman Lotzei. And that's why the Rambam in Perek Yotes brought the suffix of by Parim Hanisrafim, Musirim Hanisrafim, do you say that Hoyel V'Soifon Lotzeis Chayva, that they have a Psul Yotzei or not? Because even Rabbi Yechanan is Moide that Aliba de Emes, we don't say the Svara of Hepnesha Soifon Lotzeis. Next Inyan. The Gemara says at the bottom of Tzadi Omer Aleph, Chatos Ha'oif, Koidemes Lo'oilas Ha'oif, Zokta Gemara Minoani Mili de Tonu Rabbonon Behikrives Asher Lachatos Rishoina Ma Talmud Loimar Shein Talmud Loimar Lelamit Shetikrav Rishoina. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Chatos is first, because Harikvar Nemar Vesasheini Yase Oila. It already says in a different pasuk that the second one should be the Oila. Elezeh Bono Av Lechol Chatois Sheyiktemu LeOila Habois Imohen Bein Chatos HaOif LeOilas HaOif Bein Chatos Behema LeOilas Behema. Now, when the Gemara says this halacha, that a chatos ha'oif goes even before an oilas behema, yesh lodun, is this only by a chatos ha'oif that comes with the oila, like the Lashon HaGemara? Zeh bono av l'chol chatoi sheyiktemu l'oila haba'is imohen. For example, as Rashi says, Chatos ha'oif lo'ilas behema kegoin yoyledes ashira, that brings a kevetz when she brings a kevetz when shnosei lo'ilu ven yoyna yisor l'chatos. So over there, the we're learning out that the chatos ha'oif goes before the oilas behema. But avade, if let's say you would have a chatos ha'oif of Ruvain and a oilas behema of Shimon that are here in front of the kohen to Shecht, or to be Zayrik, Avada on that, we would go back to the regular klal, that a min zevach is better, has kedima over a knife. Like the Mishnah said, that meiser has a kedima over a knife, because it's a min zevach. Or do we say that no, this drasha is telling me that a chatas ha'if always goes before an oilas behema. So Rav Berel learnt up bedas Rashi, that Rashi holds like the first tzad, and the Chazanish also in Menachis Simen Lamed Gimel Ois Yud Gimel is medayik the Rashi, that Rashi says that the case of chatas ha'if oilas behema is kegon yeledes, that Rashi's learning up that it's dafka when there's a din for the chatas ha'if to come together with the oilas behema, that there's that this yeledes has to bring these two karbanos together. On that, we're saying that the chatas ha'if has kedima, but avada, there's no din ba'alma that the chatas ha'if would go before an oilas behema. And Rav Berel brought a raya to this from the fact that Rashi said in the Mishnah that since Meiser is kaidim la'ifis, bepnesha hu zevach, v'yeshbay, kaidish kadoshim damai ve'emurav, Zokt Rashi, that since the Meiser goes before the chatas ha'if, kolshkein la'ilas ha'if, da chatas ha'if kaidemes la'ilas ha'if kediktani va'ozel. Zokt Rashi, if Meiser goes before a chatas ha'if, so then, certainly it goes before an Eilas Ha'if as well. Because since Chatos Ha'if goes before Eilas Ha'if, so if Meiser has a Kedima over Chatos Ha'if, certainly it has a Kedima over Eilas Ha'if. So, Frekt Rav Berel, Sa'i Bazoi, according to Rashi, what's Pshat in the Gemara Shaila on Sadi Amid Beis? The Gemara declares, Yibayiluhu Chatos Ha'if, Va'eilas Behema U'Meiser, Ezu Mehen Kaidim. If you have Chatos Ha'if, Oilas Behema and Meiser, which one comes first? Tiktaim Chatos Ha'if. Do you say the Chatos Ha'if goes first? But how could you say that? Iko Meiser de Kodimla. Likta Meiser, should the Meiser go first? Iko Oilas Behema de Kodmale. The Oilas Behema goes before Meiser because it's Kotche Kotchim. Tiktaim Oilas Behema. And if you're going to say the Oilas Behema goes first, Iko Chatos Ha'if de Kodmala. Then you have the Chatos Ha'if that goes before it. So, Frekt Rav Berel, what's going on? Rashi already told us the formula in the Mishnah that if Meiser goes before Chatos Ha'if, which goes before Oilas Ha'if, then Meiser automatically goes before Oilas Ha'if. So say the exact same thing over here. That since the Chatos Ha'if goes before the Oilas Behema, so if Meiser has a Kedima over Chatos Ha'if, which has a Kedima over Oilas Behema, so Meiser goes first. What's the Shaila? The Teretz is, Dr. Beryl, no, there's no din ba'alma that Chatos Ha'if goes before Eilas Behema. Usually Eilas Behema goes before Chatos Ha'if. If it would be two different people's karbanis, avada the kedima is to the Eilas Behema. There's a bazundra halacha by Yeledes, a special gzeres hakosuv by Yeledes, when you have a oila that's ba im hachatos. So then the chatos goes before the oila, even if it's a chatos ha'if and oilas behema. Okay, so therefore you can clear. So is, the Gemara Shaila obviously is by Yeledes, according to Rashi, that we're saying that Rashi Shita is that the whole kedima of chatos ha'if to oilas behema is only by Yeledes. So Zok the Chazanish, the Gemara Shaila is by Yeledes, that if this Yeledes has her chatos ha'if, and she has an Oilas Behema, and she also has a Meiser, which one goes first? But if it would be a Din Kloli, that the Chatos Ha'if always goes before the Oilas Behema, then you should have Rashi's formula in the Mishnah. And Rav Berel even explained more that it's Chalukim B'Yisoy Dinam, the regular Din Kedima that we have by Karbonis, and this Din that the Chatos Ha'if goes before the Oilas Behema. The regular din kedima that we have of mekudesh or tadir, that's a halacha if you have two animals that are standing here in the azara. They're both lefanecha, and the question is which one to bring first. Masha'en kein, this halacha that the chatas ha'if goes before the oilas behema, that's ba'ima, that's a halacha even if they're not both here in the azara. He's still chayiv to bring the chatas ha'if first, and afterwards to bring the Oilas Behema. Even if the Oilas Behema came into the Azara first, he still has the din to bring the Chatos Ha'if first. because it's a din in the hava. It's not a kedima in the hakrava. Rashi's formula in the Mishnah is when you have kedimis in the hakrava, meiser goes before chata sa'if, which goes before oila sa'if. Okay, so meiser goes before oila sa'if. But over here, mitzad, the kedimis of hakrava be'etzem oilas behema should go before chata sa'if. There's a new din that a yeledes is chayiv to bring her chata sa'if before her oilas behema. Even if her oilas behema came to the azara first, and she doesn't even have her chata sa'if here, still, she has to bring her chata sa'if first. That's a kedima in the hava, not a kedima in the hakrava. And therefore, Rashi's formula in the Mishnah does not apply in this case. However, the Tosfos HaRosh and Ha'iri Yistaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Dibra HaMaskel V'Kayim Alon says clearly not like this. He says, Elo la'ashmi'inon di'im isrami chata sa'if deruvein v'oilas behemo deshimin dekaydemes chata sa'if. He says clearly that if you have a chata sa'if of one person, Ruvein, and oilas behemo of Shimon, the chata sa'if goes first. So you see that he holds that there was Nemra also a din kedima in the hakrava, the chata sa'if goes before oilas behema, even if it's not ba'ima. But l'chayra, even the Tosfos HaRosh is moideh that it was Nemra din miyuchid in the kedima of hava where it was ba'ima, l'mashal by a yeledes ashira. Just that he holds that besides for that din, there's also a din kedima in the hakrava. You have to know where does he get this from. In the din kedima of hakrava, l'chayra adarabba, you should say the oilas behema is mekudish, more than a chata soif, because it's a minzevach. That's a tzarech iyan. Where does the Tosfos HaRosh know that from? But l'chayra, even the Tosfos HaRosh is moide that when it comes to a yeledes, even like we said, even if the oilas behema came into the azara first, and it's here, we don't even have the chata soif, you still have to bring the chata soif first. He's just saying that besides for that, there's also a din klali in a din kedima in hakravis that the chata sa'if goes before an oilas behema. Also, the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchas Tmidanun Musaf and Alach Avav says that chatos kedemes la'oila, afilu chatos sa'if kedemes la'oilas behema. Shenemar es asher lachatos rishayna. The Rambam puts together the din of Chatos Kedemes La'ila that we have in the Mishnah on Pei Tesem and Aleph, together with the din of Afilu Chatos Oif Kedemes La'ilas Behema. That's mashma like the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Rambam is learning that this is all one din, that a Chatos always goes before an Oila, just like the din of Chatos Kedemes La'ila. That's a din klali. The Rambam puts together with that the din of chata saif going before eilas behema. If that's a din only by eiledes, but ba'alma, the eilas behema goes first, then why is the Rambam mishing these two dinim together with each other? Chatos kedemes lo'ila, chatos behema, kedemes lo'ilas behema, that's a din klali. That's a din all the time. Mashein kein, according to the way the Rav Beryl and the Chazon Ish are learning up in Rashi Shita, the din of chata soif kedemes lo'ilas behema is a din meyuchid by a oilo haba'ima. The Rambam, by the fact that he put them together, is mashma like the Tosfos HaRosh. Next inyan. The Gemara says at the bottom of Tzadi Amud Aleph, Toshma, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, kol mokim sheneschalfo chatos, chatos kedemes. V'kan, sheneschalfo oilo, oilo kedemes. He says, when the chatos is what changed, l'mashal by tumas mikdash v'kadosha by karban oila v'yoyrit, where the din ba'ashiris was to bring a chatos, and now bedalos it changes. And you bring shtei soirim eishnei b'nei yoyno echad l'chatos v'echad l'oila, then the chatos is kedemes. But when it's the oila that was nischalfa, l'mashal by yeledes, where ba'ashiris, she brings an oilas behema, and a chatos ha'oif, and now bedalus, in place of the oilas behemah, it's nischalfa, and she brings an oilas ha'oif, then the oilas kedemes. Kol mokim shabo al chet, chatos kedemes. V'kan, by yeledes, oilo kedemes. V'chol mokim sheshnayim boim tachas chatos, chatos kedemes. When you have two coming in place of one chatos, then the chatas is first by carbon oil of a yairid. V'kan, but over here by yeledes eila kaidemes. So the Gemara is asking, but we just got through saying that the binyan av teaches us that the chatas haif goes before a nailas behema. Zok the Gemara omar rava lemikra hikdima hakasuv. Zok Rashi shetei nekras beinyan chila. Avol ba'avoydason chatas kaidemes ukidamaron mizeban av. Zok Rashi, you know what the Mikra Ikdima HaKosov means? That you read it first. That we read Ayla before Chatos. That in Parshas Tazria, it says, in Pasuk Vav, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, Uvim Loisi Yimei Tahara Levenai Levas Tavi Kevetz Ben Shnasei La Ayla, Uven Yoyna Yisar LeChatos, and then again in Pasuk Ches, Vim Loisim Tzayodo Deitsev, Lokhash Deisayim Meshnei Bnei Yoyna, Echad La Ayla, Vechad LeChatos. So Das Alein, the Torah put it first for us to say it first. Tosis brings Rashi's Pshat Pirish Bekuntra Shatei Nekras Binin Chilav Etema. Ma Chiddush Huzeh? What's the Chiddush? I don't understand Tosis Tema. What do you mean Ma Chiddush Huzeh? It's not a question of a Chiddush L'chaira. We're saying, so what did the Torah mean when it put Ayla before Chatos? If anyway in the Bepayel the Chatos is before the Ayla. The answer is, for Hagufa, for us to lane Ayla first. That itself is a chashivus for the Ayla. The fact that in the Torah, L'netzach Nitzachim, the Vart Ayla by Yeledes has that chashivus that it was mentioned first. You're right, in the Bepayel, we actually bring the Chatos first, but still the Torah wanted to give the Oylas Yeledes a certain chashivus that in the Torah, the word Ayla by Yeledes is written before Chatos. That itself is a certain chashivus. I'm not sure what Tosis Tema is. Tosis says b'fshem Rabbeinu Chaim that l'mikra ekdima akosov means lahakdisha tchila sheyakdish ha'ayla kaidam achatos, that the Yeledes should be makdish the Ayla before the Chatos. But Avad, as far as Hakrav is concerned, the Chatos is Kaidemes. This that the Mishnah said at the end, that Chatos Ha'ayv, Kaidemes Loilas Ha'ayv, V'chein Behekdesha, the Mishnah is not going on Yeledes. Even though it's Mashma that it's going back on everything that we said, Chatos Kaidemes Loilan Hakrav, by all those things, V'chein Behekdesha, no. The Gemara is teaching us l'mikra ikdim akosav for l'mikra for the kriya shem of the hektish of the yeledes the oilo goes first. Tosis has a kasha on Rabbeinu Chaim from the Gemara in Eirich and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Chaf says a third pshat in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel. The hachi peirushay l'mikra loshen mikra kaloimar. What if she only has one bird? And she wants to make her ayla from that. She wants to bring her ayla from that. Zok Rabbeinu Yechiel a chiddush din lemikra ikdima akosav is the lashon of mikra, that if it happened to be that she only has a preda achas and she wants to use that for her oila, and when she gets another preda she'll bring her chatos, she's allowed to do that, and that's why the Torah was makdim the oila to tell me that you could bring the oila first if she only has one. She can bring the oila first. If she has both, then the chatos has to come first. But this is a special chiddush only by yeledes. But when it's nischal for chatos, by a tumas oila, by carbon oila v'yoyrid, where ba'ashirus the halach is to bring a chatos behema and bedalos, the Torah said to bring shtei soirim eshnei b'nei yoyna, vice dois from Rabbeinu Yechiel, then you can't bring the oilas ha'oy first. You can't do that. You have to bring the chatos ha'ay first. What's the pshat taka? So I was thinking, Lefi, the famous Evan Ezra, in Parshas Vayikra, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Zayin, in the Parsha of Karban Oyla V'Yoyrid, the Evan Ezra is bothered that what's the pshat that Ba'ashirus, for these averis of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and then Shuas Bitui, that the Torah said that Bashirus he brings a Chatos Behema, and Bedalus he has to bring a Chatos Ha'if and a Oilas Ha'if. Thus epis that Bedalus all of a sudden now he has to bring an Oila. Bashirus only brought a Chatos Behemos, and now Bedalus all of a sudden now he has to bring a Chatos Ha'if and a Oilas Ha'if. Zokta Eben Ezra in one Mahalach, Ba'akore ve'lai sheho echod k'neged ho'emurim v'hasheni chatos kamishpat. Zek zokta Eben Ezra that the oilas ha'oif is k'neged the emurim of the chatos behema. A chatos behema has sai dam that goes on the mizbeach and sai emurim that go on the mizbeach. However, a chatos ha'oif ein la mizbeach el odama. So where's the emurim? What do we have connected the emurim of the chatos behema? The chatos ha'if doesn't replace the emurim chelik of the chatos behema. So therefore, we bring an oilas ha'if, and the oilas ha'if gets burnt on the mizbeach. That's bimkoim the emurim of the chatos behema. The fizer Rav Meir Simcha explains in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel Mehilchus Ma'aser Sheni Veneta Revoy, and in the miluim over there, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph that has a Hava Amina, according to one Girsa, that the Oilas Ha'if, you would think, could be brought Balayla. And you need a special Pasuk to teach me that, no, the Oilas Ha'if has to be brought by Yoin. And the Rashba in Shuvis, in Chelik Aleph, Simon Reshayin Vav, was asked about that Girsa. What's the pshat that there's a Hava Amina that Oilas Ha'if you could bring at night, but what happened to the general halacha by Al Karbanis of B'yayim Tzavaisai? And the Rashba says that it's a mistaken girsa. The proper girsa is Kedi Nazba. The Rashba has no Eitzer for that girsa. However, says Rav Meir Simcha, Lefi, this Eben Ezra, it's very geshmak. The Gemara is talking about the Oilas Ha'if, specifically of Karban Oila V'yayrid. The Oilas Ha'if, which is Keneged the Emurim of the Chatos Behema. Over there, that Oilas Ha'if, since the whole Cheftz of that Oilas Ha'if is to replace the Emurim, and Aloch is that Aktaras Emurim is Kosher Balayla, so you would think that the whole Oilas Ha'if, even the Mitzui Hadam, can be done at night, because the whole Oilas Ha'if is just to replace the Emurim. Kamash Malon, we need a Bazundra Pasuk to tell me that even that Oilas Ha'if needs to be done by Yom. And Rav Chaim Stein, in his Hakdama to the Sefer Mekar Baruch, from his uncle, Rav Nochum Baruch Ginsburg, Hashem Yimkaim Damai, says that his uncle, Rav Nochum Baruch, once went into Rav Meir Simcha, and Rav Meir Simcha was Molei Simcha. And Rav Meir Simcha explained that he was just Mechadish this Vart that we just mentioned, Pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, and he dozed off, and he saw in his dream that in the Pamalya Shalmaila, the Kol Gedoy Le'olam were sitting, and they were saying among themselves that it's Chosur Ato, it's lacking now in the Olam HaTorah, someone that's Mechavin to the Emes in Torah. And the Rashba got up and he said that in Dvinsk, there's a Rav that was Mechavin to the Emes more than me, because I said that the Girsa in Chulin Chav Beis was a mistake, and he was Miyashiv, the Girsa, La Amita Shal Taira. So the Fizeh, we could understand the Pshat in Rabbeinu Yechiel's Halacha. When it comes to a Karban Oila V'yayrid, where it's Nischalfa Chatos, where the Chatos now was Nischalfa to a Chatos Ha'if and Oila Sa'if, you can't bring the Oila Sa'if without the Chatos Ha'if. The Oila Sa'if is only Bimkaim the Emurim of the Chatos Ha'if. The Iker Karban is the Chatos Ha'if. And the Oilas Ha'if is just for the Emurin. Bimkaim the Emurin of the Chatos Behema. So you can't bring the Oilas Ha'if by itself. So even if it's a Kara Mikra, that he only has one Preda, he can't bring the Oilas Ha'if. Mashenken by Yeledes, where her Halacha Ba'ashirus was to bring an Oilas Behema and a Chatos Ha'if. And now Bidalus, she brings the Oilas Ha'if. Bimkaim the Oilas Behema. And the Chatos Ha'if, Bimkaim the Chatos Ha'if. So then, since the Oilas Ha'if is Bimkaim the Oilas Behema, so then, the Pasuk is telling me, by putting Oila first, in the Mikra, Hikdima Hakasuv to tell me that, yes, you can bring the Oilasa Oif without the Chatos Oif. Only where you have them both here, then you have to bring the Chatos Oif first. The Cheshek Shloime in the back wants to say a fourth pshat in the Mikro Hikdima Hakasuv that it's coming to tell us that Le'inyan the Mikra of Parshas HaKarbon B'makayim deina yochay lahavi karbon. For example, b'zman hazeh, or b'zman habayis, if a person was far from Yushalayim and he wasn't able to come to Yushalayim to bring his karbon, and the Gemara says at the end of Tainis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram that the amira of the parshas nechshav kiilu hikriv karbon b'payil. So concerning this amira, the oilis are first. And with this, he answers up the question that the Magen Avram is bothered with. In Eirachayim, Simen Aleph, Sifkotin Ches, that how come the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say over there in Simen Aleph, Sif Hey, Toiv Loimar Parshas Ha'akedo, Parshas Hamon, Vaseres Hadibrois, U Parshas Oila, U Mincha, U Shlomim, V'chatos V'osham. Why are they putting Oila, Shlomim before Chatos and Osham? L'chayra Chatos is Kaidemis. That's what the Mikro Ikdima Kosov means. That when it comes to saying the Parsha of the Karbonis, the Mikra, for the Kriya of the Parsha of the Karbonis, Oila comes first. And he says the Tam could be, because since when it comes to Aktara Seymurin, Oila is Kaidemes, and in the Pasuk of Hikravtem Oila is Nichlal also the Haktara. So when it comes to the Din Kriya, there's no kedima to the chatos more than the oilis. Adarabba, it's better to mention the oilis first, the meruba mitzvasai. I think he means meruba mitzvasai, it has sai dam, and it has sai kolul le'ishim. So if you're looking at the whole oila, if in the parsha, it doesn't just talk about the asiyas hadam, but it's including the haktara, so in the whole picture, it's meruba mitzvasai. And therefore, the Oila, the Parsha of Oila, is said first. Next Inyan. The Gemara at the bottom of Tzadi Amad Aleph says, Toshma, Parim Kaidman Le'elim, Ve'elim Kaidman Le'kvasim, Kvasim La'Se'irim, Mai Lav Dechag. Don't you think that we're going on the Musafei Achag, where the Se'irim are a Chatos, and the Kvasim are a Oila, and still it says that the Kvasim are Kaidman? So you see that the Oila goes before the Chatos. The Gemara says, Loi l'nedava. We're talking about a nedava over here. But we're not talking about the Musafim of the Chag. However, l'maskana, the Gemara says, that Ravina Omar k'mishpat k'siv behu, and hashto da'asis lahachi, afilu teima parim d'chag nami k'mishpatam k'siv behu. L'maskana, the Gemara says that since by the parim of Chag, it says k'mishpatam, so Kimishpatam says, do it like the way it's or like it's the way it's written in the Torah, like the order that it's written in the Torah. And since the Seirim are written last, so therefore when it comes to the Karbanis of the Chag of Sukkis, we taka go in the order that was mentioned in the Braisa, that Parim go before the Elim, and the Elim go before the Kvasim, and the Kvasim go before the Seirim. So now, Yesh La'ayin, is this halacha dafka by the Karbonis of Sukkis? Or this is a halacha also by all regalim? From the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehilchas Tmidinu Musaf in Halacha Zayin, it's mashma that it's only a halacha by Sukkis. Because in Halacha Vav over there, the Rambam said, Chatos kaidames lo'ayla, afilu chatos ha'oif kaidames lo'aylas behema. In Halacha Zayin, Zok the Rambam, b'karbonis hachag, ein oikein. Elo kraven al aseder akosav atayno shenemar kimishpatam keitzad batchilo parim vacharem elim vacharem kvasim vacharem seirim afapisha seirim chatois b'chol elu shekadmu aison oilois. The Rambam only says it by the karbanes hachag. However, in the Tosfos of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayis over here, he says that it's a din by all regalim, and the Rishash is already ma'irer that where did Rabbi Akiva Eiger get this from? That it's a din by all regalim. Also, the Sfas Emes declares, if this is a halacha only by Sukkis, or is it a halacha by all regalim and Reish Chaydish, He says Tzarachin in that go over there on the Sfas Emes. It says that if you say that it's a halacha even by Al Regalim and Reish Chaydish, then it would be Miyushev the Nusach HaTfila that we say by the Musaf of Reish Chaydish. We say Rosh Chodashim Lamcha Nosot Ozman Kapara L'chol Tol Daisam B'yosam Makrivim Lefanecha Zivchei Ratzayin U'sirei Chatos L'chaper Badom. So first we say the Zivchei Ratzayin and then the Sirei Chatos L'chaper Badom. And so too further, we say Mizbeach Chodosh Metziyin Tochin V'oilas Reish Chodesh Nale Olav and then U'sirei Izim Naseh V'Ratzayin. So we say the Oila before the Chatos, that would be very geschmack if you say like that sad, that it's not only a din in the Karbanis HaChag, but it's a din in all the Regalim and Reish Chodesh that they also have that din. Where would that come from? It only says Kimishpatam by Sukkis. The Rashash says that Efshur, that the Tam of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that says that it applies to all Regalim, is that we learn it out from the Pasuk of Eile Tasu Lashem B'mayadeichem. Like the Gemara says in Shulchan Daf Yud, that hukshu by kol ha-mayadim zelozeh, that we're makish all the mayadim one to the other. So since it says kemishpatam by Sukkis, from there we learn out to all the regalim, including Reish Chodesh. However, in the Siddur Hagra, in the Siach Yitzchak to the Musaf of Reish Chodesh, he says farkert. He says, what's the pshat in the Nusach of Temidim Kisidram Visham Nasa Lefanechos Karbonos Chaveseinu Temidim Kisidram Umusafim Kilchasam. The Temidim we should bring in their sequence and Musafim according to their halacha. He says because the Musafim we don't bring Kisidram. We don't bring like the Seder that they're written in the Torah. The Musafim we bring Kilchasam like the halacha that was Mesura Lanu Mimaisha in Torah Shabbal Peh, that the Chatos is Kedemes La'ila. The Temidim are Kisidram. The Tamid Shal Shachar in the morning, the Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim in the afternoon, Kisidram like their Mesudar in the Torah. But the Musafim is not Kisidram. You don't bring them like the Seder that they're written in the Torah. No, it's Kehilchasam. It's like the Halacha that was Mesura Lanu in the Torah Shabbal Peh. So, Farkert, he's being Medayik from the Nusach HaTfilah, that the Chatos of Reish Chodesh Taka goes before the Oila. Not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, but rather like the Mashmois of the Rambam. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says, V'kulon ha-kayhanim rashoin l'shanois v'achi loson l'ochlon sluyin u'shlukin u'mvushalin loseis l'soichai tavlei chulin v'tavlei truma divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Meir Omer l'yitein l'soichai tavlei truma The Gemara on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph explains, my taima, what's the reason that the Kehanim can eat it in any of these ways? Rashi explains that Lamashcha, the Targum says, Lirvu, Vahainu Ligdula. Lamashcha means for greatness, like a king. So therefore, the Kehanim can eat it any way they want, like a king. The most geschmack away for them. Rav Beryl was oimid on the Lashon HaMishnah that says, V'kulan ha-kehanim rashoin l'shanois ba'achiloson. L'achlon tzluyin u'shlukin u'mushalom. What's the Lashon l'shanois? What are they changing from? So he wanted to say that the Gemara says in Chulin, Kuflamid Beis Amid Beis, Omer Rav Chisto, Matnois Kuhuna, Ein necholeis elo tzli, Ve'ein necholeis elo bechardol. My taima or markro lemoshcha legdula kederech shamalachim oichlin. So over there, Rav Chista says ein nachole selatzli vein nachole selabechardol. Tosis asks over there in Chulin kuflam and beis and beis dura maschil ein that in Parakol Atodir the Mishnah says that the kehanim could eat it tzluin shlukin and vushalin, and the Gemara says why? Because it says lemoshcha. So what's the pshat? Over here the Gemara says only tzli. Zaktaisvis v'nira devadai k'moisha toivloi v'nene yoyser matzi ochaluhu. Avol adam shetoivloi tzli kishalu k'muvushul yoychal tzli shu derech gedula yoyser. Zaktaisvis, if a person has a preference to eating it shlukin or mvushalin over tzli, then avada he should do that. But if it doesn't make a difference to a person, then he's supposed to eat it sli, because that's derech gedula yoiser. Zokrav Beryl, so I say it's very geschmack, the Lashon Lashanais, because really the best eifin is sli. That's the derech gedula yoiser. But if you have a preference of shlukin and vushalin, then you could be mishana from that eifin of tzli, and you could eat it any way you like. However, this doesn't work according to the Ramban. The Ramban over there in Chulin says he's also bothered with this question of Taisvis. And he says that when it says, Ein nechalin elo tzli, ein nechalin elo b'chardol, it's lav dafka. It just means that it's nechalis ala soiva, ubeliftan kedarach shamalachim eichlin, like it says in Kalatodir, like it says in Ezu Mekayman v'nachalim b'chol oir b'chol meichol, and it also says in Kalatodir v'kulan akayhanim rashayin l'shanis v'achilasa l'achlan shlukin sluyin, and over there also the Gemara brings l'mashchal l'gdulik darach shamalachim eichlin. So you see that sli is lav dafka elo matamim kasher ohe v'zehu darach malachim. So l'fi the Ramban, it's hadru kushul l'duchta in the lashon of l'shanis. So Rabbeinu wanted to answer al pi a Mishnah in Trumas, Perak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that says ein mevashlin yain shel truma mepnei shehu mamitai. You're not allowed to cook wine of truma because you're memayed it. And the Rash over there in Dibra Maschel mepnei shehu mamitai brings one man to Omar in the Yushalmi that says that the pshat is mepnei shehu mamitai mimidasai. So you're not allowed to cook it because of the hefsed truma that you're memayed it from its amount. Because part of it evaporates, and you're being memayit, there's hefsed truma involved. So over here also, you would have a havamino that you're not allowed to cook it that so much, like he likes, because he's memayit it by cooking it. So part of the juice in the meat is getting evaporated. So there's hefsed kachim. Kamash malon that it's mutter. We learn out from the pasuk of l'mashchol l'gdula k'derech shamalachim eichlin that every person is allowed to eat it. Matamim kasher ohev, and that's the lashon of lashanos. That's what lashanos means. He's allowed to change. It means even though you're usually not allowed to do something that's memayedit, you're not allowed to cook yayin of truma because of hefsed truma. But over here, you're allowed to be mashana from that din because of lemashchol legdula kedarach shamalachim eichlin. May inyan leinyan ba'isai inyan. The Mefarshim Shtel on the Lashon HaMishnah V'kuman HaKayhanim Rashoyin L'shanayis V'achilasa L'achlan Sluyin U'shlukinim V'ushalin. Why does the Mishnah say this din dafka on the Achilas HaKayhanim? Also in the Tesefta in Perek Yud Halacha Dalid also says V'kuman Rashoyin Kayhanim L'shanayis V'achilasa. The Rambam also in Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKavanos Perek Yud Halacha Yud Umutar Lechol Les Hakachim B'chol Maichol Afilu HaKayhanim Mutarin Lechol Chelkom Bein Mikachim Kalim Bein Mikachim Kachim B'chol Maichol Uleshanes Vachilasan Ulachlam Tzluyim Shlukinum Vushalin etc. So first the Rambam says that it's Mutar Tid Kachim B'chol Maichol, which he's talking about even the Achila of the Yisrael. And then he says, "Afilu akayhanim mutarin lechol chelkam bechol maichul ulshanes bachilosin etc." Again, in all these three places, in the Sai in the Mishnah, Sai in the Tosefta, and the Rambam, we see there's a bazundra hadgasha about achilas kayhanim in these ways. What's the bazundra chiddush by kayhanim? So the Kesef Mishnah over there in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Mehilchos Ma'aseh HaKorbanos says that mishum desal kadaita chamina shahakayhanim tsrichim.
So
he says that you would expect kayhanim that are on the higher madrega, they should only be eating l'shem shamayim, so they should not be eating it b'matamim derech tainu. Kamash malon, no, fakert l'mashchol l'gdula k'derech shamalachim eichlin. The Mishnah LaMelech says that the chiddush is that when it comes, he wants to say, "I'll pee the taisus in chulin." Kuflamid beis, that since in the din lamashchol gdula, it says that be'etzem the best way is tzli. So you would think that kaihanim that have a din lamashchol gdula, they have to eat it derech tzli. Kamash Malon, that even Kayhanim that have a din l'mashcha l'gdula, they're also allowed to eat it even in other ways, like Shlukin u'mvushalin. If they have a preference of those other ways, they have a right to do it that way. The Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta over there in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet wants to say another beautiful mahalach in why the Tosefta, the Mishnah, the Rambam are medaktik to bring out the special chiddush by Kayhanim. Let's first be makdim a chiddush that the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph Mehilchus Maisa Karbonis, and also in Mitzvah Saseh in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Peites, that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is only on Kayhanim. The Rambam says, Achilas Hachatos V'Ha'osha Mitzvah Saseh Shenemar V'Ochlu Oysam Asher Kupar Bohem HaKayhanim Oichlim U'Baylim Miskaprim V'Hu Adin L'Shar HaKachim Shoichlin HaKayhanim Shachilos on Mitzvah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs also, in Mitzvah Peites, the Rambam only says that there's a Mitzvah Saseh on the Achilas HaKayhanim. But in the Achila of the Yisrael, in the Kachem Kalim, on that, the Rambam does not say that there's a mitzvah. So it's Meduyuk Hetev in the Rambam that the Rambam does not hold that there's any mitzvah by the Achilas Yisrael in Kachem. Lefi zeh, zok techazay necheskel, it's very geschmack why the Mishnah brings out this point by Kayhanim. Because by Kayhanim, they have a mitzvah of Achilas Kachem. So you would think they can't mix in Tavle chulin, they can't mix in spices, because by mixing in spices, that's mevatel, the tam of the basar of the carbon. And you would think, since they have a mitzvah of achilas kachim, you can't be mevatel the tam ha-mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Psachim kuf tesvav in a geya matzah, that nachila of something else with the matzah is mevatel the tam matzah. So, if you're going to put spices, you're going to add spices into the achilas hakarbon, you would think that that's mevatel the tam of the basar of the carbon, and that's mevatel the mitzvah. Mevatel the tam of the mitzvah. Kamash malon, that's not a problem. Why not? Zok techazay necheskel zer geshmak. Al piya yisoy that the Beis HaLevi says in Chelik Aleph, Simon Beis Oiz Zayin, and also in Chelik Gimel, Simon Nun Aleph Oiz Gimel, that there's a big difference between the mitzvah of achilas karban Pesach l'mashal and the mitzvah of achilas kachim. The mitzvah of achilas karban Pesach is a mitzvah karkafto de gavra. It's a mitzvah on the mensch that he has to do a maisa achila. It's a mitzvah achila on the gavra. Masha'en kein, the mitzvah of achilas kachim is not a mitzvah on the mensch that the mensch has to do a maisa achila, a mitzvah achila. But rather it's a din that the carbon has to be nechal. It's a din that the chefza of the carbon needs to be nechal. The raya to this is that the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Gimel Amid Beis Legabi the lechem aponim, that when they gave out the lechem aponim lehigia mimenu liad koyin elokashir pul, all the koyin got was like the shear of a bean. So that means it didn't even have a shear of a kezayis. We know ein achila pachis mikezayis, so it doesn't have a din achila on the mensch. The mensch didn't do a maisa achila, but if all we need is that the lechem aponim should be nechal, so I don't care that the mensch didn't do a maisa achila. But all we need is that the carbon should be nechal, the lechem aponim should be nechal, so then I don't need that you have to eat a kezayis. Oy bazoy, zok techazay necheskel zer geshmak. Where you have to do a maisa achila, there's a mitzvah achila, by matzah or carbon pesach, there's a mitzvah achila, so then you have a problem that something else could be mevatel the time of the mitzvah. So you didn't do your maisa achila. But if it's just a din that the carbon has to be consumed, the carbon has to be nechal, so what do I care that there was tav lechulin mixed in? So you don't have the tam of the basar. The ikar is that the carbon should be nechal. Memela, that's the chiddush, that even by kayhanim that have a mitzvah saseh, and you would think that the tav lechulin are mevatel, the tam ha-mitzvah, Kamash Malon, that even Kayhanim are allowed to eat it with the tavlin. And the Mishnah is teaching you that the mitzvah is not for them to do a maisa achila, but just that the carbon should be nechal. Aber zok techazay necheskel, according to the Shita of Rashi, Im Sochim daf nun tesam et alef, dibar amaschel bishar, and the Ramban in the Shikchas HaEssen of the Rambam in Mitzvah Aleph, they both hold that even in the Achilas Kachem that's Necholim to the Yisrael, there's a Mitzvah Saseh. So then, this pshat doesn't work. Then why did the Mishnah, why was the Mishnah Madgish Kayhanim? So he says that you have to say that the reason why the Mishnah said Kayhanim is for the Chiddush that it's Mutter Loseis L'Seicham Tavle Truma. When are you putting in Tavle Truma? Not by the Achilas Yisrael, then he's going to have a problem. He can't eat the Tavle Truma. Who can eat the Tavle Truma? The Kayhanim. So the Mishnah wants to bring out this Chiddush that you're allowed to put in Tavle Truma, the Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. So that's why the Mishnah chapped on to Kayhanim. One final point, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to put in Tavle Chulin. From this Mishnah, Taisus and Menachos Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Dira Maschol Chulin, asks the Kasha on Rashi, in Tmura Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, that says, that this that the Gemara says over there, that if a person, all he has is a small amount of a mincha to eat, and he's not going to be eating it ala soiva, so that's felt in the mashcha, l'gdula, not to eat ala soiva. So it says that yoichlu chulin kadeshi hei nechal ala soiva. So Rashi, what do you mean yoichlu chulin? They should eat chulin first so that the mincha should be eaten ala soiva. So Rashi, hainu chutz la'azara. Because you have a problem of chulin ba'azara. How could you bring the chulin into the azara? So when it says that they should eat first chulin, it means they should eat the chulin outside the azara and then eat the mincha ala soiva. Zok Taisris, no. From this Mishnah you see that the Mishnah says v'kulon hakayhanim rashoyin l'shanes v'achiloson v'kulon, Rashi says b'chol ha'necholin rashoyin hakayhanim l'shanes v'achiloson by all necholin, it means it's going even on kachay kachim and kachay kachim have to be eaten in the azara, and it says loseis l'seichai tavle chulin, you're allowed to put into the meat tavle chulin. Zoktosis, I see it's not a problem of chulin ba'azara. Why not? Because the isra of chulin ba'azara is only kisha'isa shum avoida bohen. That's only if you do some sort of an avoida with the chulin. But bechinam, just to bring it in, that's not a problem. Zoktosis, I'll prove it to you, because a person can enter into the azara with begadim, and his begadim are chulin. So you see, the problem is only if you're doing an avoida with them. So Rashi in Tmura Chav Gimel is shver. From our Mishnah, it's a Tzarech Ian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.